In addition to these prominences, there are also solar flares, where there are basically a large explosion at the surface of the sun, where a lot of energy and charged particles are being released. And during those flares, it takes several days, depending on the intensity of the flare, how fast these particles of the flare move. Normal solar wind has a speed of 400 kilometers per second near the Earth, but during the flare, you have much higher speed. So what is happening, remember, there is this bubble around the Earth formed by the Earth's magnetic field, right? So what happens when these intense beams of solar wind particles produced during the flare, when they hit the surface of the bubble, it starts to vibrate back and forth, like the surface of a drum. And it turns out that if you have changing magnetic field, which you do if this shell of magnetic field lines is vibrating, there is also an electric field that gets generated. So what happens is that this oscillating magnetic shield of the Earth induces an electric field in power lines that exist here on Earth, and so much extra current can be produced by this induced electric field that the power line fails. And there was a huge power line failure in Quebec in March of 1989. And of course, these things can affect satellite communications, so on and so forth.